USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Secret Service is in charge of event security at Biden's inauguration, but there is a wide variety of military and law enforcement personnel involved, ranging from the National Guard to the FBI to DCPD, U.S. Capitol Police, U.S. Park Police. About 25,000 members of the National Guard are being vetted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation since arriving last week. Expecting open borders as promised by President-elect Joe Biden, several caravans numbering in the thousands are on their way to the United States from South America. Biden transition officials tell migrant caravans now is not the time to come to the U.S. Chinese state media is reporting 12 out of the 22 workers trapped for a week in an explosion in a gold mine are alive as hundreds of rescuers seek to bring them to safety. The Xinhua news agency said Monday a note passed through a rescue shaft Sunday night is giving rescuers hope. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.